Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And before I get to my first guest, I have the executive director of that chamber on the phone. I have Jessica Price. Jessica, are you there?
I'm here, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jessica. Good morning. How are you doing today so far?
We're doing great. Great.
Great. I appreciate you calling in. You know, we only have a couple more months left of the year, but it's not too late for people to sign up to join you guys, right?
Yeah, you can sign up any time of the year. We typically do half off after half the year's gone. So if you're thinking of joining, now's the time. Memberships will start as low as $50 right now.
Wow.
So we go from $50 all the way up. So.
And they just go directly to the website and there's a spot there?
Yes, it's ElktonAlliance.org. You can click on the section to join there and fill out the paperwork. And right now it's 50% off. So whatever's there, it's actually half the price.
Great. And to make it easier, we posted that link a little bit ago on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to your actual website and your actual Facebook page, and they can find out more information. And do you guys have anything coming up, Jessica? I know you guys are never bored over there in Elkton.
No. We actually have our annual Fall Festival coming up. It's our biggest event of the year. It will be on Friday, September 17th. That night, it goes from 5 to 8. We'll have a car show. We're going to have entertainment by the Big Bopper. We'll have some food trucks. And then we'll have, our local businesses open that evening. And then the following day, we go from 8 in the morning all the way till 8 at night.
Wow.
The crafters and vendors set up in the morning at 8. They'll open up at 10. And then we have events going all day for everyone, including children.
Wow. Is that car show on Friday open up to the public, too?
Yeah, it's free registration. You just come and enjoy. We'll park them right on Main Street. North Street will have our food vendors and our band. And then the following day on Main Street will be all the crafters and vendors. And then North Street is usually like our food court and the main stage. And we've added a few things this year. So we're actually going to do a second stage that'll be down near Main Street where the Arts Council and the Historical Society are. Then we're also adding a pet contest that's going to be sponsored by the Cecil County Animal Control. And then we are doing a Battle of the Bands that's going to be sponsored by the Cecil College Performing Arts. So we have a few new things in store for this year, and we're really excited.
And of course, all this is free to attend. They just got to stop by and check it out, right?
Yep. Everything's free.
So it kicks off Fall Fest on Friday night, but then it continues on the next day?
Yep, all day from 10 to 8 p.m. Our last entertainment's on 8.
Wow, that's a full weekend of fun, it looks like. So again, when is that happening, Jessica?
Friday, September 17th, and Saturday, September 18th, and we do have our own website for that, and it's ElktonFallFest.com.
And you can get to that directly off your website, ElktonAlliance.org, and to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So that's why I have the executive director for the Elkton Chamber Alliance, Jessica Price. I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about some of the things you guys have coming up. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Thanks, Justin. You have a good one.
Oh, my pleasure. You too. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. And my actual first guest this morning is Beth Creek, the executive director for Yes Youth Empowerment Source. Beth, are you there?
I'm here.
Beth, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Good morning. Doing well so far, thank you.
Good. Good to hear. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
Absolutely. We love the chamber.
And about how long have you been with them, Beth?
Gosh, we've been with them for several years, and we've had several opportunities to serve alongside them at different events and things in town. They do fantastic work.
Especially if you're opening up a new business, it's a nice way to reach out people you might not normally meet with, right?
Absolutely. They'll come out and do a ribbon cutting for you, and all the businesses downtown will come out and support you. So I highly recommend.
So if you're a business getting ready to open up, or if you've been in business for a while, you should definitely be in tune with them. And like I said earlier, if you do want more information about them, you go directly to the website, ElktonAlliance.org. But we posted that link to make it simple earlier on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual website and Facebook page. Click on there. They have access to your stuff. Your direct website is youthempowermentsource.org, right?
That is correct.
And so for those who might not have heard of YES or Youth Empowerment Source, could you kind of explain, Beth Creek, what that is and what you guys do since you're the executive director of that organization?
Sure. So Youth Empowerment Source is a nonprofit agency that serves children, youth, and families in Cecil County. We have two types of work that we do. We do intervention work, which includes things like a GED program called the Legacy Program that helps students 16 to 24 get their GED, get job skills, build a resume. Sometimes we can provide internships. And then we also have programming for children of incarcerated parents, of which there are many in Cecil County being raised by grandparents, and we can provide support to those kiddos. And in addition to that, we have some other interventions that we provide as well. But today I want to talk to you about our prevention side of our work.
And that's something that's not new to you guys, right?
No, we've always done prevention, but we've just the last 3 years done it on a much larger scale, and it continues to grow.
I've been hearing a little bit about it, about Plant Your Promise initiative, right?
Yes. So YES does have our youthempowermentsource.org website, but we also have a website under the heading drugfreececil.org. And Drug-Free Cecil is really a combination of all of the coalitions in Cecil County that are working to reduce youth substance use. But we are responsible at YES. We are the parent organization for the Drug-Free Cecil Youth Coalition, and that's comprised of students from all the high schools in Cecil County.
Wow.
We have student leaders that meet monthly here in our building to receive leadership skills and training, and they do all kinds of things out in the community. And they take those skills back into their schools, where every high school has a chapter of that club, and it's a prevention-based club that they do all around the county. Before COVID, we actually had about 340 students engaged across the county.
Wow. And the kids do different like contests and stuff, right?
They do all kinds of activities that are prevention related. In the fall, they'll do a big drug take back trunk or treat event on October 30th. We typically do that over at Elkton High School. They will do a youth rally in the spring. They travel to conferences. They've actually won some state and national awards for their work. So
Wow. It's
pretty exciting stuff.
And people can keep up to date, like you said, directly on the website. And that's involved with a bunch of different community partners as well, right?
Absolutely. And the drugfreececil.org website is also where you can go to find more information about our latest initiative that's called Plant Your Promise.
And what is that?
The Plant Your Promise pledge is a pledge that says, I'm committed to staying healthy, strong, and in control of my future. I pledge to live the next year of my life free of illegal substances. I will not misuse medication. I know that if I'm under 21, this pledge includes the use of alcohol and tobacco products. And everyone who clicks on that button on the website and signs the pledge electronically, it will also record their email, and we'll be able to send them an invitation to come out on September the 18th to Brantwood Park, where we are going to, in cooperation with Cecil County Parks and Rec, be planting a grove of trees as a reminder, a physical reminder of our intention to live illegal substance free. And we'll also be placing a bench there that says Drug-Free Cecil 2021, Plant Your Promise.
Wow.
So we're very excited.
That's very exciting. When is that happening, Beth?
September 18th at 10:30 in the morning at Brantwood Park.
All right. And of course, you know, that's free to attend. People can come and check that out. So with all this going on, are you looking for any sponsors for that event or any donations or any volunteers or anything like that?
So on the Youth Empowerment Source website, there is a donate button. If anyone would like to contribute to the work that we have going on, and they can make a note when they go to make that contribution, they can make a note and earmark it specifically for the Drug-Free Cecil Youth Coalition, and the money will go right to the kids and the activities that we are providing for them throughout the year. Currently, because of COVID, it limits us a little bit on some of the things that we can do that include volunteers, because we just have to kind of keep our group size down. But when things open up more, we'll definitely get that word out.
So do you guys have like a centralized location?
So the Youth Coalition works out of the YES building. We have a youth advisor that works here full-time for us, and we're getting ready to hire a second person to work with us in the schools with the drug prevention clubs that are happening around the county, because it's just growing exponentially, and we want to make sure that we can continue to maintain that growth.
And you can make sure you keep everyone else up to date, because you have a newsletter that goes out to keep people up to date, right?
Absolutely. And if you send us your email when you do your Plant Your Promise, you'll get added to the email list, and we can send that out quarterly and let you know what's happening here at YES.
Is there a phone number people can call, Beth, with more questions?
Sure. 443-593-3900.
Do you want to say that one more time?
443-593-3900.
Great. And of course, they can find it directly on the website, youthempowermentsource.org. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. So if someone calls that today, with today being Saturday, will they hear back from someone later on today, or probably coming up on Monday?
They'll hear back from somebody through the week, yes.
Okay, great. So coming up on Monday, so they can find out more information. And of course, there's an email on there also where they can send an email to you guys, right?
Yep.
So you just go directly to the website, youthempowermentsource.org. So that's why I have the executive director for Youth Empowerment Source, Beth Creek. I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about what you have coming up and the big event you have coming up in September. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you, Justin. Have a great day.
My pleasure. You as well, Beth. Take care. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the general manager for Elk River Brewing Company, Lee Lewis, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Lions, and my second and final guest is Lee Lewis, the general manager for Elk River Brewing Company. Lee, are you there?
I am.
Lee, good morning. How are you doing today so far? My pleasure. How's it going?
I'm great.
Great.
Glad to be here.
You're good. I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Elkton Chamber Lions, right?
I am indeed.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this show this morning. And about how long have you been with them, Lee?
The brewery opened in October of 2018, and we've been a member since we opened.
Okay, so as soon as you realize you're going to open up your business, you reach out to them because you knew that you'd have good connections, and if you're part of the community,
absolutely.
You should be part of them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they're extremely helpful. We have a lot of events at the brewery, and you know, they're a fantastic resource for us when we do those events. And we also help them out with the events that they do, get the music, you know, put our taps outside. It's a really good symbiotic relationship.
So if a business is listening and they're getting ready to open up or been in business for a while, especially in that area, would you recommend them to reach out to the Elkton Chamber Lions?
Absolutely. It's not expensive to join, and it'll be the best money you spend in town. It's a super helpful group of people that, you know, just want the town to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you do want more information, you can go directly to the website, like I said earlier, to elktonalliance.org. And to make it simple, we posted that link on our Facebook page earlier this morning at facebook.com/WHGMGold with the direct link to get you to their actual website and Facebook page. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff. And so you're the general manager for Elk River Brewing. They go to elkriverbrewing.com. So obviously you're a brewery, right, Lee?
We are indeed. 16 beers on tap that we create.
So it's a local brewery that you guys do that?
Absolutely. We brew everything on site.
Wow. And is that something that people can see when they visit there?
Yeah, actually, we have a beer garden out back. We have a big glass garage door that looks right over the brewery.
Wow.
It's a very cool experience. Sometimes on the weekend, our brewers will be there brewing. It's a lot of fun.
And where exactly are you located, Lee?
We are located on 112 East Main Street in downtown Elkton.
Okay, and when do you normally open?
We're open every day but Monday. During the week, we're opening at 3, and then on the weekends, we open at 12.
You're opening up at 12, so you'll be opening up at noon later on this morning or today?
Correct.
And so people can come by for lunch too, right? You'll have food, or is it just brewery?
We don't have food. We actually have a great relationship with Central Tavern, which is right across the street. You can order food from them and grab and bring the food over and eat while you're enjoying your delicious craft beer.
And so if someone's not familiar with craft beer too much, or they're more of a beginner, they can come in and kind of ask questions. You can kind of walk them through that?
Absolutely. We actually call our bartenders beer tenders, and they are well-versed on all that we have. And we have a lot of offerings that I consider, you know, intro beers for you know, folks that like Coors Light, Miller Light. We have something on tap that you'll like. We've got a beer that's comparable to a Yingling. So we have a lot of stuff that, you know, we always say we have something for everybody.
And you do have to be 21 to enter, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So you'll be open later today. So people have questions. What's the best way to contact you?
Probably just email me directly, which is lee@elkriverbrewing.com. Or they can call the tap room at 443-207-8454.
Do you want to say that number one more time?
443-207-8454. 8454.
And of course, you can find it directly on your website, elkriverbrewing.com. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. And you do have a bunch of events coming up, and you do have something coming up, I believe, next Saturday, right, Lee?
Correct. We're having our first Brews, Blues, and Barbecue. That'll start at 5 o'clock on the 21st. We're going to have three different blues bands. We're going to have barbecue provided by two fat guys. We're going to have a bourbon tasting event for our bourbon society that day as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, 5 to 11.
They don't make reservations or anything. They can come by and check it out.
Correct. And there'll be more information on our website.
ElkRiverBrewing.com. So that's happening, you said, next Saturday, right?
Correct. Next Saturday, the 21st.
And what's it called again?
Brews, Blues, and Barbecue.
All right. So something to look forward to. So that's happening next week. You can go directly to the website, ElkRiverBrewing.com. So you're involved with the beer. But you're also involved with something else, Lee, right?
I am indeed. I have Showcase on Main, which is ironically at 112 West Main Street. We have a show coming up at the end of August. Spitfire Grill's our first show back since the pandemic, so we're extremely excited. We opened up October of 2019, got in about three shows and concerts, and then had to close down due to the pandemic.
Mm. And how are you guys operating now? Is it just by, you know, mask? Is it everything open, or how's that working?
Right now we're open.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll stay that way. But if we need to adjust to having masks inside, we can. We're a 75-seat theater, and you can find that at showcaseonmain.com.
And when is the big show?
It opens on August 27th.
Okay.
And we'll run until September 5th.
And they can get those tickets now, Lee?
They can. Go to the website or on our Facebook page.
And what was that website again?
ShowcaseOnMain.com.
All right. So you have that on the side. But the big push, of course, is your brewing company, the Elk River Brewing Company.
Absolutely.
And that's located where again, Lee? Because you're going to be opening up here at noon today.
112 East Main Street.
East Main Street.
In downtown Elk.
And the other one's West Main Street.
Correct.
And they can, of course, find the direct website and everything else on your website, elkriverbrewing.com. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. So that's why I want to thank the general manager for Elk River Brewing Company, Lee Lewis. Thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about some of the events you have coming up here very shortly. Thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again. Take care. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. And until next time, have a great day.